Yep.
Yes, okay, so you have to push it twice. Okay, thank you. Now we are ready.
Okay.
Recording in progress.
Okay, we're going to call the Rhodes Committee meeting to order and welcome those people who have zoomed in. Is there any declaration of conflict of interest? Hearing none.
Just for the record, we should change the date at the top of the form.
Yes, we should. Okay, so what we're starting with is the discussion of the amended road policy. And if you remember correctly, that people were supposed to hand in any edits and any changes to staff in order to get it, get the amendments done so we can get them moving forward and get them approved in the February meeting. So that's where we're heading with that one. We still have to deal with an update on the fire routes. Because we've learned a little bit more since the original time, dealing particularly with Fire Route 300. And then we have the roads, the superintendent's ideas for moving forward for the budget for this year. So let's start with the discussion of the amendments. Greg, do you want to take us through where we are with all that?
So the amendments that we've been waiting on was the removal of the private roads in this amendment. That was the biggest concern we had moving forward. That was the biggest change that I made. And of course, this is all for discussion with council if you want.
So you basically removed that or put it as an appendix?
Yes. And now it's up to you guys. You want to accept it that way or leave it as is or come up with something else?
It what?
Yeah, that was originally when we first started going over this, looking over my notes. I know a couple of our councilors picked up a lot of detail changes, which is all good, but the big thing for me was also, as Greg's mentioning, that with the road grant, I'm talking that that's fine for a municipally owned road, but there is definitely a concern with giving road grants to privately owned roads. And a lot of the reason is, well, you're offering up the township coin, taxpayers' money, to individuals, private property. And if you're going to grant money to some private roads, which may only have two residents on, hard to breathe in this mask, but that's almost like funding individual driveways, so... Yeah, it's my opinion that, yes, to receive the road grant, it should be a municipally owned road.
Okay. There was also some concerns on definitions and some on edits that I know that Reg had a lot of those, so I presume they all went forward and got changed and stuff like that. So I don't know where they got to, but there were...
So the... You want me to say something about that?
Yeah, I do.
So I have gone through the revisions, the latest revisions to the policies fairly thoroughly since the last Rhodes meeting. And my opinion is the original Schedule A, or the Schedule A that was on the Township website, is far more a better working copy than what the final version is. There's far too many mistakes on that final version. You can't even hardly follow it, to me. And the unfortunate part that I find is that I was told at that meeting there was four people that drafted that. The road superintendent, Al Henry, the CAO, Lance Shirk, and Councillor Don Carmichael. I later found out that Michelle Henry was hired to do that. She did it all on her own. We paid her $4,800 to do it while she was then the acting clerk for the Township of McKellar. we ended up with that.
That's disturbing.
Disturbing information for me.
So the original one is better than the revised one?
Pardon?
The original one?
It's far better than the revised. We need to work on it. And with that being said, I've gone through the bylaw thoroughly and the policies. And Nick knows this because we discussed it at Fire 300 meeting.
Yeah.
On June 15, 2020, under resolution number 2120, the council gave bylaw 2020-27, the roads policy bylaw, first and second reading. There was no mention of Schedule A in this resolution, and the agenda package that was provided to the council and the public for the meeting when the resolution was carried contained a draft version 3, so long before the last version 5. Version 3 of the Schedule A policies. On July 13, 2020, under Resolution 2267, the Council gave Bylaw 2020-27 third reading and then passed the bylaw. There was still no mention of Schedule A in this resolution, but the resolution did contain a Version 5 in brackets at the end of it. The agenda package that was provided to the Council and the public for this meeting when this resolution was carried was for third reading, and Bylaw 2020-27 was passed, contained Version 4 of the Schedule A policies. So the public and council never did see Version 5 when it was passed. They never had that available to them. I don't know how many changes were made from Version 4 to Version 5, but...
Okay, anything else?
With that, in saying that, I've looked it over fairly thoroughly, and the bylaw 2020-27 references that it gets its authority from Section 44 of the Municipal Act. And Section 44 of the Municipal Act defines public highways. It doesn't define private roads or anything. So they shouldn't be in the policies anywhere. If that's the bylaw that's in place. And then bylaw 2020-60, which addresses grants for private roads, references its authority from 11.3.1. And it talks about highways in the preamble to that as well. And a highway, by definition, in the Municipal Act means a common or public highway, so not a private road. So I don't find anything right about this whole thing.
Do you have an opinion of how to fix it?
I think the bylaw is all right if we leave it as is, and as long as the policies are addressed and remove anything that doesn't address a highway, by definition, which is a municipally owned road. So it can be assumed or unassumed, but it could be municipally owned. But nothing private.
Yeah, I don't have an issue with that. But if municipally owned roads aren't highways, what are you suggesting, that they wouldn't appear in the roads policy?
Well, they are highways, that's what I said.
So like Hurdville Road and Center Road?
By definition, those are highways.
Okay.
They're under the jurisdiction of the municipality.
Okay. So the simple thing is to exclude private roads?
Yeah, any mention of them in the bylaw, and rescind bylaw 2020-60. I could be wrong. I'm only assuming. Maybe I shouldn't do that, but I think somebody seen there was a problem with this bylaw whenever it come to giving out grants for private roads, the first bylaw, 2020-27. So they thought they'd fix that by passing bylaw 2020-60, but they didn't fix nothing.
Okay. Do you have any opinion on those?
No, I'm going to leave this up to council to make this big decision because it's fairly thorough, right? And I'll just do what council wishes.
Okay.
Really.
So, like I said, my opinion of the policy is it will go back to the version that I printed off whenever the bylaws, whenever the policies were first available on the website, which is Schedule A version 5, it says at the top of it. Rename it to version 6 and go through it. And as far as the roads go, I went through Greg's new list, And at the same time, I was going through Tatum's report, and I think we're better just to take their schedule of roads. They have a very thorough schedule of township roads from point A to point B all the way through. And why not just use theirs? Just references in our policy, not listed in the policy, just references.
Do you believe that that one's comprehensive and accurate?
Well, they worked with me on that, so...
Yeah, the only thing they're listed, like I said, it takes one down Lakeshore Road, it takes it from the Center Road to the end of Catherine Street, and then Catherine Street to William Street, I think it is, or something. And then it starts in Lakeshore Road, like it gives you the distance for each one. And,
I remember that being in there. Presumably they got the list from you?
Yeah. Well, no, we worked, so they would, you know, they like to section the roads off, just like the regular saying.
Okay. But as long as we believe that it's accurate and doesn't have any errors or omissions anyhow, but... And private roads are not on that list, from your perspective?
Okay. I've never seen any.
Shouldn't we?
Sorry, Peter, I'm not trying to...
We're having an open discussion. Yeah. That's the whole point of this meeting. I'm still trying to get my head around with private roads. Can they ever become... assumed or anything like that? Are they always going to be private roads? Because I think we've done that in the past. So I'm just trying to get where that transition occurs, if there's any. I mean, have we not subsidized private roads before with some winter grants and stuff like that in Chenier Lake? Nothing?
None of them? Those were all township-owned unassumed roads.
They were all township unassumed. Nothing was a private
road. No, and that was 2010, and I believe at that time the...
Well, that's my understanding, but is there any private road that's ever been changed its status and therefore been open to grants?
Not that I'm aware of, because they would...
That's just my question. Because if not, then we just... You got to remove the private roads, is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just trying to clarify.
So those roads could be brought up to a standard, but the only way they can is through Ontario Regulation 586.08.06 or 596.06, which is local improvements priority lien status. So I guess if the council was going through that, and the way that works is much like the improvements to Bailey's and Craigmore, only more in depth, as the fire 300 guys have now found out, and much more cost. if that was done, if somebody on a private road wanted to do that and go through that process, then I guess the council of the day could decide if they wanted to put anything towards it. I don't think there'd be anything stopping the council from doing that.
So if we remove private roads out of the document, because it's not relevant, then... Are we pretty well set to go ahead with it?
No, because there's a whole bunch of there's references to road standards and that all outdated, a lot of outdated stuff. So they need to be brought up to date, statute, that kind of stuff. And like I said, I think it still has to go to a township lawyer and a township planner for their review of it to make sure it complies with legally and planning wise. So I think we need to, if this is the document we're going to use, we need to everybody go through it and make the changes in it and then compile them. And if we could submit them to the office here and have them compiled in a format that we could have for the next road committee meeting, then they could go to the lawyer and the planner. We may have to make an amendment to the bylaw if we did approve them as version 6. Because it does reference version 5, I believe, the bylaw. Or does it?
So how do we collate all this information and move it forward?
The only way I see it is just to go through that, like I said, this version, the version 5 Schedule A, in my mind. And don't worry looking at the roads if we're going to just incorporate Taylor's report into them, so you don't have to look at any of that.
So can we direct some people to do that so we can get it moving forward?
Yeah.
I don't have any problem with three of you just doing that and come back with it. As you mentioned, 300 something seems to work fine. Come back to it, but it's a delegation, but that's important too. So
I'm happy with that.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Fine with me.
Okay.
Right. Do those discussions have to be a public meeting? No. No?
The subgroup, it's going to come back to the public anyway.
Right?
It's going to come back to the public.
Yeah, no, I agree. But so, I mean, we don't have to. I mean, I think
detail.
You guys would just be a working group.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there should be a resolution with names who's going to be on the working group.
Okay.
Who?
Mm-hmm.
You, me,
yeah.
Right.
But the Roads Committee does hereby appoint Nick Ryan, Greg Bostic, and Reg Ware to the Roads Committee Working Group. Does that sound all right?
Yeah.
I don't think it needs to be part of the resolution, but do you have a sense of when or how long or how many times?
I think we need to go through them ourselves and then sit down
together. I'm just not sure that I have. Maybe I have the latest, maybe I don't. I don't know.
So. Yeah, so you'll have to get it. This is what it says, Schedule A, version 5.
Okay.
I think the important thing is to have a document ready for the planner and or whoever is going to review it, so it can come back as a document for council.
Before we come back to here.
Yep.
I can get you a hard copy of that.
Yeah, okay. I may indeed have it already. I mean, I certainly have several, if not many, versions, but I mean, there's no point in starting with a different document, so.
Okay. If anybody has any input, I know I'm going to get
okay.
Then he has any input, then they get through.
Sure.
Through.
Yeah.
Councilor Ketkin?
I don't think the wording of that is quite what we're looking for. I think it needs to basically the council approve Councilor Moore, Ryland, and Public Works Superintendent Greg Gostick to review the roads policies version. Probably just version 5.
Schedule A version 5.
And come back to council with a draft, come back to the Roads Committee of Council with a draft version for council to review.
Okay. Give that to Mike, man.
That's even better.
You need to take a speed writing course.
I know.
And even that wouldn't work. I've tried.
No.
So.
Then somebody would have to take a reading by writing course.
I know. Do you have a sense of how long that would take?
I'd go through it today. So.
I'm sure I can too, but yeah. Okay.
Especially if we're just taking the roads away.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Why reinvent the wheel? It's already been invented. Just use it. So. And obviously, council would be free to amend it as appropriate going forward.
And then all fairness, we would be free to just replace the bill. That's not it.
If we do that and use the Tatum report instead of Schedule A, are we locked into that? In other words, if we want to make a change or if council in the future wants to make a change, we're not locked into it because it's written, you know, on a point in time in that?
The bylaw just says Schedule A, so I think the schedule can be amended.
Or we could say Schedule A as documented in the Tatum report.
Yeah, the only way it would change is if we amended this bylaw and made it Schedule A version 5.
Okay, good. Just wouldn't want to lock somebody else into a little document that may not be accurate anymore, so.
Okay.
So getting back to the discussion about private roads and local improvements. There's so many lots over the years that were created by consent that have private right-of-ways. And I've done it myself. And those private right-of-ways were never built to any standard. They were just built to the standard of whoever was putting them in, acceptable to the people buying the properties. So there's, whenever you think about it that way, there's no reason that public money should ever be spent on them to bring them up to a standard. Between the developer and the purchasers, they're the ones that accepted it. So the only way to address going forward is if there's consents that are going to create three lots in the water and they're going to be by right of way, then as a township council, we can come up with a policy that would be part of the condition for the consent, but that road has to be built to a standard.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean township's going to maintain it or take it over, but it has to be built to a standard so that emergency vehicles can get in and out and whatnot.
I think the planning has talked about that too, to make sure that these new roads are all up to standard, definite standard for future preference. Yeah. That makes sense.
Okay. We'll have to come up. I think there is a policy here or some sort that's 4 meters wide. You know, there is a standard out there for these cottage roads. But we'll have to make sure
that there is no conditions ever on the consents to do that.
Yeah.
If a private road wanted to do that and bring it up to a standard, do they then have to actually sell the property to the township?
No, they aren't bringing it up to a municipal standard. They're bringing it up to a standard that the township would accept for passage of emergency vehicles and so on.
Right.
Okay. It's not a standard that Greg would accept for plowing.
Okay.
So it's not a road that would be assumed or maintenance around.
But a lot of the original work, a lot of the original time that we spent on the committee was about finding a way to get unassumed roads assumed so that they could be notably plowed in the winter.
But I just explained to you, though, that it isn't going to happen. Like how that right-of-way I told you about my property, I still own that right-of-way.
Yeah.
So for you to pass a bylaw and say you're going to bring it up to a standard, whether the people in there agree to it or not, I might say, no, you're not going on my property.
Well, I'm assuming that the other parties are willing to do so.
But they have no say, it's mine.
Okay, but nevertheless, if I'm on an unassumed road today, and I would like to get the road assumed by the township and maintained by the township, either for winter or summer or both, then that was a lot of the discussion, a lot of the earlier discussions in particular. That's exactly what we were trying to deal with.
I can't remember whether there's a definition in there, but whenever you mention unassumed, my initial thought is an unassumed road is a township-owned road that's never been assumed.
That's not my assumption, too. Yeah.
Not a private,
no, there's a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree that private roads are different. I don't have any problem with that at all. I'm just saying that, I mean, you could make an extension of saying, how would I get a private road to be assumed? And does it indicate that there's a change of ownership of the road? Because obviously if it's private today, it's private. If I want the township to buy it and or assume it,
then you go under the local improvements.
Okay.
Those two regulations I told you about, priority means status.
And planning board would be involved too, because then you're creating subdivision.
Yeah.
So we have that, just the way it works.
Chris, just check to see if that's...
Yeah, I think just add Greg's title in there.
Yeah.
To make it sound like he's a counselor, too.
No.
Yeah. Think he wants that title?
No.
Just
ain't part of that.
He'd get that
this
title.
This is close enough as it is.
Whatever you want.
No, I can. I don't want to do it that way. I'll do it.
Director of Public Works.
Director of
Operations.
Of Operations.
Okay.
Just want to make sure I got it right. Okay, I'm going to read it.
The Roads Committee of Council approved Councilor Reg Moore, Nick Ryland, and our Director of Operations, Greg Kostick, review the Roads Policy Version 5 Schedule A, further create a draft version to be brought forward to the next Roads Committee of Council. Need a mover and a second.
If it's appropriate for me to second it, perfectly. I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Any discussion? We then call a question. All in favor? Okay, thank you. Moving forward.
So we'll try and have something back by the March council meeting, hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully we've done it. Dealing with, there's been a lot of discussion. I know there's been a meeting on the fire routes, 300, 152, 152A, 152B, and the group has met, and I know there's some issues with fire route 300, but I'll turn it over to Greg and bring us up to date on what the issues are, and we can make sure everybody is aware of what's going on with that.
Well, yeah, we discussed with Fire Route 300 people, and they're well aware that they are to have the surveying.
Can you explain what the problem is for us?
Yeah.
People are aware.
It's a private, just what you're discussing. So this is a great learning curve here. So it's a private road. Right, currently. But it's already been surveyed as a subdivision. Now, for them to move forward, they would have to legally put it in the approach planning board, have it approved. Once it's approved, then the road allowance would be turned over to the municipality. They would then come to us and ask for this grant to help pay for future upgrades to the road. But until then, till they apply for the grant, they have to do the subdivision. The legal part of the road has to be in our name first.
And the reason it's a subdivision is that the church owns part of a lot of the left side going straight down to the junction. I don't know how far it goes. Do you know, Rick?
No, there's...
It's a piece of land, right?
I never did do a full abstract title search on it, but I think there's probably about 10 different owners altogether between the church.
All
and
on the left-hand side?
No, the most road itself, the right
one. The road itself. There's that many different owners? Mm-hmm. So what has to happen with that in order to get it?
So can I speak?
I'm just clarifying for Bob, because it's new to me. So
we met, I guess everybody knows who we met with. There's Nick and I and Greg and Ina and two representatives from Fire Route 300. And we just met in the council chambers here for an information session, more or less, exchange information, to try and get them to understand what they were up against for to create a year-round maintained road. So They basically were told that they would have to proceed under the two regulations, one of the two regulations, or both regulations, 586-06 and 596-06, local improvement priority lien status, and that we felt that the best way for them to proceed was for to get a legal opinion and a planning opinion, if it even made any sense, if it was going to be possible with all the ownerships and lots on both sides of the roads and everything else, before they spent a whole pile of money. They were talking about doing surveys themselves and everything else, and it was just impressed on them that they shouldn't spend a bunch of money that might go to waste because it may never happen. So they should find out what their upfront obstacles are right off the bat, legally and planning-wise. And so anyway, they... again, we impressed on it was better if the township did that so we could make sure that the right questions were asked and that, and what they would have to pay for it. So we left it at that we would talk to or get quotes from planners or a planner and legally on how much it would cost to do a full planning report and a full legal opinion on how to bring that road up to a full municipal standard. and then get back to them with the cost, and they can decide how to go from there, submit that cost to their all their people on the road to see if they want to spend that kind of money. We didn't have any idea how much it would be. And we did discuss the quote they got from Weeks was not going to be anywhere close to what the figures are going to be whenever they did this road. It was going to be four times that amount at least. So the $255,000 was going to be $1.2 million probably. So they understand that too now.
So once it's a subdivision, then what happens with that land? Is it sold off by who?
Yeah, it won't be a planned subdivision.
Not a planned subdivision.
No, I don't think it will be. It'll just be...
Lots?
The way it is now, it'll still be just lots, but it'll have to be... Some of it may have to go through the planning board to make sure the lots that are being created, if there's new lots being created, are going to comply. There may be little slivers along the road that are beyond the width of the road needed to be a township road that may get transferred to the township in order to take them out of private ownership so they can never be allowed. You know, like if they don't meet the minimum standards, then they can't be left because they'd be created natural settlements. So they may have to get transferred to the township as well, even though the township has no need for them, just so they aren't a separate lot. And they understand that too. We talked about some of that.
So that occurs when you turn left at the end, the junction.
That's
still all the land on the left is still all lots.
Yeah.
And it's owned by those nine people? They own all that stuff? Or is it a different group?
There's different people all the way along that are on the water and own backlands.
I see. The road went through.
Yes.
Split.
Yeah. So as soon as you create your unmaintained road, you're creating a new lot on the other side of the road.
Okay, so they've got a clear process of how to find out all the information of how to move forward.
Well, no, they haven't. Yeah,
you've given them a process of how to do it. That's all.
How to start with the legally and planning wise. Yeah. So they know, and they aren't doing that until we get back to them now.
Okay.
So it's in Ina's ballpark right now.
It's in my court.
So what do you
set
do?
Out information because we will be the ones who will arrange for the legal opinion. In the planning opinion, because it's got to be an opinion that satisfies council.
Right.
So once I have a price of what they will charge for that, then I have to report back to Dan Peters, let them know they need to provide us with a deposit that's going to cover the cost of those.
Okay. That seems like a reasonable process anyway. Councillor Keckin?
So this process of getting you're going to be obtaining some professional information. So there's a cost associated with that.
Right.
So are the proponents covering that cost as well?
They need to cover the cost of everything.
Okay. See, this is why it's important to have, you know, some type of roads policy in place so that the proponent knows what their responsibilities are and for the township to understand so everyone's on the same page in regards to who's covering what costs. So
it's pretty clear what's going to happen. Next, so we're taking the ball, and then we'll get it all straightened out. See where we go from there. They may say forget it, or they may say yes, we're going to proceed.
Yeah, that's why we pressed on the fact that they should do this first. And if they find out, well, this just these planning and legal thing is going to cost $10,000 worth of, they may say, well, we're not willing to spend that kind of money if it's going to be.
So we're giving them an estimate.
Yeah, because then you still got the engineering firm to do the road. Design and everything, there's probably 30,000 or 40,000 there, and then the actual road itself, 1.2 million, they may pull out at any time.
Right.
But regardless if they're not happy with the legal report or the planning report, whatever invoices that we incur in getting that information,
if
they're
they say,
still
go ahead,
responsible.
They've got to put the money
up
front.
Okay.
I think they left the meeting and encouraged that they had a better understanding of what to do anyway.
Right.
Because they were, like I said, it sounded to me as though they were ready to start surveying.
Yeah.
And they might just be throwing their money away doing that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I think this came up as a result of they've already been working on it for a while, and this has come up out of the blue, and we have to deal with it. So. Yeah. Councilor Keckin?
So early on in this conversation, there was a mention about the roads grants being available for those on township unassumed roads. I'm concerned with that, and this is, I think, something we have to review as well, because, you know, if there's an expectation that things are brought up to an engineering standard, and previous engineering reports have stated that, for the most part, any roads that are going to be assumed by the township require a complete rebuild. So, you know, there's a concern of not dealing responsibly with the taxpayers' money, handing out road grant dollars that at some point may not, you know, that work's going to be redone at some point anyway. So, you know, in order to be responsible with the taxpayers' dollars, I think we need to review that as well, that the entire road grants process.
Isn't that not already being approved?
Well, according to what...
we've approved that part of it. There's still some entity in other areas, but we've already approved the policies. We're just amending the policies.
Well, whenever you talk about road grants, you're talking about repairs to the road or the snowplow money?
Well, the road grants that are being handed out to, say, Deerfield, those are those are the snow plowing, winter maintenance. Those are township-owned, unassumed roads. So that is sort of a separate policy. That's Schedule A 2010 policy, where there was 16 Schedule A roads initially that received some winter maintenance assistance through the township, either by the township plowing with the 550 or receiving a financial contribution, and they hired their own contractors. But what I'm talking about is the roads,
road work.
The road work, yes, in the roads policy.
So whenever I do my review of this, my position is going to be, like I just said, the bylaw 2026 to get rescinded, but it's just for private roads. So that's what that bylaw is for, and any reference to private roads in the Schedule A will be taken out. Whenever it comes to the other roads, unassumed, unmaintained township roads that can get grants, I haven't really looked at that. I'd have to go through it in the policies to know what it even says. I haven't really looked at that part of it that close.
Because I think the wording sort of infers that the reason why that money for roads work is being provided is for the end goal of that road to be assumed by the township. So if it's not, the money isn't being spent in according to what an engineer would expect for it to be allocated for certain road construction standards, why would you be handing out money?
Never get assumed.
So it's like, in the way the township, if they wanted to contribute anything, is that when it's gone through these the Ontario Regulations for Local Improvement Acts,
right,
they can make a financial contribution, a percentage,
that's what
if
I said.
They feel,
yeah,
you know, at that time. So,
yeah, so that's what I said. So, the same on private roads, you could do that if they wanted to go through that local improvement, but they're going to be constructing a whole new road.
Yeah,
almost guaranteed. So anyway, we can look at the policies for that and make some changes there too to bring back to council.
Great, thank you.
Okay, so we're finished with Fire Route 300. What about, we're okay, are we okay with 152, 152A, 152B in Deerfield? Or those are progressing? I'm assuming.
I assume, but it all boils down to this policy. We have to get this policy straightened around before we move ahead too much.
And was there any money budgeted for that?
Pardon?
Was there money budgeted for that work?
No. Well, what's Rose Sean got in there?
I don't think there's any money budgeted.
I think so. No.
But those costs for those roads are being picked up by the road associations.
Well,
not us.
The way that history says is we give them a loan, and then
So they're responsible for paying it back Yes, that's 100%.
That's right.
Yeah, not the association, all the owners.
The owners, yeah. And that's the reason it's even gone forward, because they've had all that agreement before we even got that far. So that's what they understand. Yes.
So
no change in that. And we've been working with Deerfield for 38 years, so it's pretty well ready to go. We've got the land and all that stuff straightened out. And same with 152.
So correct me if I'm wrong, then. As you know, I'm late coming in on this, so then fire 152, 152A, 152B, their access remains where it is? That like off the highway, that's where the road construction is going to start right there?
I guess it is now.
It is now.
Or some other ideas we had at one point.
There are ideas moving the intersection just down towards Perry Sound a little bit, but in general, yes, that the road will stay where it is and be widened up all the way in.
So I'd seen where one of the council resolutions back, maybe last fall sometime, I can't remember now, there was letters to go out to the Moffat Road people to see if they were, I think it was to see if they were acceptable to bring in the road through there.
We haven't done that.
No, okay. So if they're moving forward, I guess it's up to them to bring something to the council, isn't it? Those two associations?
Oh, I think they both have, we've been in negotiations with them for over a year.
Okay, I've seen them. Well, you have a mind.
No.
Well, you know, wouldn't this be an applicable case of where this would be done through Local Improvement Act, bringing that up to a township standard through the legal agreements and through the processes that are established before assumption is made by the township? So that, you know, things are consistent, so that any individuals, citizens, groups within the municipality understand that, you know, this is a process that is followed, so that there's not sort of some type of agreement going on that, you know, maybe not everyone is aware of, you know, the different what's being agreed to. You know, that's why you have policies to ensure that everything is consistent and that everyone's aware of what the parameters are in regards to the agreement that's being made.
That's right.
The only problem I have with that is that, and I'm not saying it's right or wrong, but a precedent's already been set with Craig Moore and Bailey's for township-owned unassumed roads.
Yeah.
We've been told by our treasurer we have a guaranteed process in place through the liens and charges to recover the money, so there's no cost to the township. The only thing I see that shouldn't go forward is any kind of township money being put into this before the township forces were used freely, but I don't think that should happen either. I think all costs should be borne by the associations. And that still go through the liens and fees and charges by law. Just for there isn't that many of them, just for the township-owned unassumed roads, with the understanding that they'll never be assumed, because they aren't brought up to a minimum standard. They have to understand that. Like that's the problem with these other ones that were done too. The people are under the assumption that they can be assumed, and in my mind, they'll never be assumed because they have to ask the council to assume them. And in order to assume them, they have to meet a minimum standard. They don't meet that minimum standard to be assumed.
As they are.
No. Even after the work, yeah.
No, understood.
Yeah, go ahead.
So you know, that's where I think that there's going to be a conflict of understanding. You know, whereas their, you know, expectation is that the agreement is that once they do this work and whatever the was in that handshake agreement or whatever it was, that the township's going to be assuming the roads. I think that's why it's very important that there's consistent policies that are approved by council and there's a full understanding by, you know, the proponents and the responsibilities of the township, so that, you know, even if the township has done some of this work on Craigmore or Bailey's, that's it really puts the township in a bit of an awkward situation with the residents in that area somehow assuming that the township's going to assume those roads for year-round maintenance. So that needs to be corrected so that there's no misunderstandings of what the expectations were.
Yeah, it should be explicit in the policy, right? The expectations need to be explicit.
So whatever was done on Bailey's and Craigmore, that would have to We'd have to...
let's make sure when we... Any of the reviews that we've done, that these are explicit. I understood that they were explicit. That's why we've been proceeding with the road policy. Just if there's any unclarified situation, we've got to make sure that they're clear. So everybody has the expectations of moving forward. That was the intent of the whole thing, because it's all to do with improving safety and fire access and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah.
And see, that's the problem when there's been unofficial sort of meetings with groups, and Fire Route 300, they assumed that everything was ready to roll.
Yep.
And this is why it's very important that everything that council or the municipality is engaging in is in a policy, and it's all done through the proper channels and according to the proper protocols. Because this is just going to create unnecessary conflict.
Just to clarify, we had approved the policies. So negotiations started with the three different groups. Okay? So then we've been looking at some amendments and stuff like that. Then we found out through Reg's diligence that the Fire Route 300's got some complications with it. So now we've got a process to move that one forward. The other two... they don't seem to have those complications according to our roads policy that we've already approved. Unless there's amendment problems that change that significantly, I don't think there is. So, because we're dealing with private roads, not a similar road. So. So I think if we get the amendments done, then we can proceed particularly with these two. They've been in negotiations for a while. It's not a new item. But they were based on the approved roads policy that was done. So it's now just amendments and clarifying, making sure it's very clear to everybody who's paying what, how it gets paid, how it gets built, etc. It's pretty clear in there, but to me it is, but maybe not for everybody.
Well, I think that's what needs to be thoroughly reviewed, is it clear? You know, the policy talked about these artificial 6A and 6B category roads, you know, that were never approved by an engineer. You know, so how can that possibly be clear and specific?
You approved the road policy.
There was I was very opposed to it. I fought against a lot of the things that were in that policy.
You still approved it.
It got approved by council. So anyways,
you did not vote.
Mayor Hopkins, we are now need to do a thorough review.
I'm just explaining the process. You have approved the policy. Now we're amending the policy. So let's be clear on that. So the reason these other negotiations have been going on for over a year is because we've approved the policy. Now we need to amend things and make sure that there's any errors, mistakes, or things that have to be adjusted, that be adjusted. So that's all we're doing.
I do agree with what you're saying somewhat, but the biggest problem to me started whenever the cart was put before the horse. Road work was done on Bailey's before there was even a policy in place. So that should have never happened. And before I was on council as a ratepayer, I had sent a letter to council stating that the cart was put before the horse, and also that... a planner and an engineer should have reviewed those policies before they ever got passed. And they would have brought all that forward right then. In my mind, anyway, they would have. So.
Okay, so anything further?
But anyway, I'm going to, whenever I do my review, I'll add whatever I think can work in there. Like, I'm not sure how many unassumed township-owned roads there are, but there isn't a whole lot of them, I don't think. It's not like private roads.
12, if I'm right. The original Schedule A. I think there was 13 on the original Schedule A, so I think there's 12.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to
it. I can look up the number anyway. I've got the list. So.
To see what our working group comes up with. But something that's kind of got to come into play at some point, maybe if all was, you know, we got something in place and... with the fees and charges, okay, we have different roads coming forward. Okay, yes, well, let's go for the fee and charges. You know, the township pay for the work, and we'll pay back over time to our liking. Is that at some point is the township going to get into a bind of the money not being available we were only allowed, at last I knew, was to borrow up to 800,000. So, you know, if all of a sudden Fire Road 300 says, yeah, let's go, but and it's an extreme fee, and then 152 and 152A say, yes, let's go, it's all of a sudden, huh?
The policies deal with that. The policies have a statement in there that says it's up to the council of the day to decide whether they have the funds to proceed or not.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a contingent.
But that's not the exact wording, but somewhere along the lines.
Yeah, that's understood.
It's just, yeah, okay, but you get into a situation where, say, fire, example only, but some road says they want to follow the whole process, and they're cutting the cost for everything, and all of a sudden the council of the day says, oh, we haven't got that kind of money to lend to you, you're out of luck. Meanwhile, they've already spent a whack of money on planning fees, lawyers, and all that kind of stuff, and at the end of the day, it's like, whoa, the council of the day says, sorry, see you later. So, I don't know, just keep in mind as you're working this that, you know, there may be a little more to it if you're talking, very high costs, and they're only going to continue to climb. So, and just keep that in your mind going forward. That's sometimes you almost think that instead of using the fee and charges, that maybe the local improvement is a safer way to go. And I know what has happened in the last couple of years. That's not to say that the council of the day cannot change what happened in the last couple of years and say, okay, we did that, but that was not the right process. We are not going to continue down that road. So, anyways, just to keep in mind what. When you're working.
No pun intended.
Let's keep going. I didn't catch it.
Okay, so we'll wait for the report from good guys. And moving into Rubens Gray's proposal for roads.
For this year?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Where we started, eh? So, yeah, Tate Island. New surface treatment.
So was that for
to complete the circle?
It's going
to
complete the circle.
Yeah. And then Tate Island again, right by just before the causeway. We'd like to asphalt those S corners going into the causeway. It's just too much twisting and turning for our high flow. So asphalt that.
The base should be pretty good there. That's very.
Yeah,
good.
It's pretty. Yeah, it's just the continuous truck traffic is tearing that up really prematurely. But once we pave that little section, then the rest of it will be just fine. And then finish Balsam Road out as far as Kodiak. That would be nice to get that.
How far is that in kilometers? It's got to be a couple.
3.1, I think it is.
3.1,
yeah. Then you'll see the in-home bridge redeck. We have to redip that up this year, or should, anyways. And then while we're out doing our high flow, we'll do in road too, as far as just past the entrance to the golf course, just that section. I've been holding off for years and expecting some development to happen there, but no, we have to do something this year.
Where is that then?
The in road.
Is that the which
I don't see that on the list.
Oh, you don't have that one?
No,
I don't have that on the list.
So that's from Camp to
Camp
the Ridge.
Yeah, Camp Road to there you go.
I just added it.
Okay.
Camp Road, so
800 meters.
So it goes off to the left down to the junction into the camp? Up to the left.
Just to the golf course.
Yeah, to the golf.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much is that? 82,000.
Same as the Tate's Island.
Hey?
It's the same as the Tate's Island price on our list here.
The one that's down fourth from the bottom?
Yeah.
That's Tate's Island 82.
But that's a rough stretch in there. That's
oh, it's bad.
Not good.
Yeah. Those are the real figures right there.
So was the Tate's Island that you have on my list, the 82,000, was that actually
that's
supposed
wrong.
To be the end road?
That's not even...
Tate's Road, Tate's Island, oh wait a second. His says Tate's Island, the new service, is the 211, so that one's okay. The Tate's Island, 275-meter asphalt for the causeway is 41,000. That's okay. The Balsam Road is 180,000. That's okay. Then there's the in road, 800 meters, 8,200. That's my list. That's a new one. And then I think the rest are all the same.
You may have got an earlier list or something.
Yeah, anyway, I think that's same. Cool. Yeah, that's the only addition. Yeah.
So, on the list there's a walking trail bridge, new replacement.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Oh, so basically straight back at the back of the lake here?
Yeah.
Is that long swamp?
Yes.
That bridge there is...
It's that is end of life.
Yeah, end of life. Yeah. The bases are all gone. So, and while we're there, we have to move the entire bridge over.
So,
correct issue there.
So, there was some mention previously that... the entire trail was not on the cert where it was supposed to be. Has that?
Yeah, we went through, and that's just so this will correct that problem.
Because when that contract was awarded, a initial contract was awarded to surveyor.
Yep.
To ensure that where the trail was going was going to be within the township road allowance. So, you know, when there was mention last year about the entire trail not being on the, where it was surveyed, so that was incorrect statement.
That was incorrect statement, yeah.
Okay.
It was just, it was right at that bridge, Mike, where it turns, is right at the edge of the road allowance. Right. So, by us replacing the bridge wall in there, I will move it over 15 feet, and then that way we're good. So, that was the only section there that kind of encroached on the adjacent property owner.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Just a quick question, Greg. How does your proposed work here, how does that line up with the Tatum's report?
Oh, yeah, we're right in there, close to what they're suggesting for this year. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
As well, we have contracted for a asset management plan update. Is the asset management plan almost ready for release or be brought to before council?
The asset management?
Yeah, there was an asset management plan update.
It's still being finished as we speak.
Yeah. Because that's pretty important in regards to, you know, there's two sort of documents that are pretty important for council in making these kind of decisions, the asset management plan and then a long-term financial plan. You know, I believe in the past, you know, we had a long-term staff member that fully had lived and breathed, you know, the township and just knew how all these parts fit together. But I think when there is a lot of change of staff or, you know, just the way things, the expanding of services that we provide, in my opinion, it's becoming even more important that we have some type of, you know, current asset management plans as well as a long-term capital plan so we see when decisions that we make, you know, how it's impacting the long-term financial view of what's going on in the township. So I know that we have it up to the previous asset management plan. Is it pretty well online with the projects that are sort of lined up, or?
So Tate's Island, if this is where you're going, Balsam Road, Tate's Island, they wouldn't be in there for resurfacing.
They're not in the current asset management.
It's up to council to upgrade these roads.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying
that. You know what I mean? Like, now, Center Road and Herdville Road and going forward for recondition, like rehabs and stuff like that, that's in the report. That'll be in the report moving forward. Bridges, but to add new high flow to a road, that won't be in there. No, that's up to the individual council's decision whether they want to upgrade a road or not.
Okay. Just to clarify, the asset management plan was supposed to be done last summer for 21 by the province, and it got deferred because of COVID-19. I think we're supposed to have it done by this summer. So that's what you're working on now. So yes.
They're really close to being done. Close. They're just waiting on a few things, then it'll be back to us.
You have no proposal to do any kind of. I see in year two, Tatum is doing some work on Lake Shore Road, which can tie into the boat launch and that. You have no proposal to start any of that groundwork this year, and I don't mean groundwork by actual work on the road, but survey and stuff like that.
Engineering?
Engineering or surveying?
Yeah, well,
property ownership would be the two.
Property ownership and stuff. Well, we started that last year with some of that, with the water lines that has been started last year, and we may be able to finish that this year, just under road, roadside maintenance.
Right.
So I didn't put $25,000 away, but we did start a lot of it last year, and to get Bob Hughes or somebody like that in to have a look at it, it's not going to cost a lot of money. But when do we, and how far? That's another thing. Lake Shore goes to the top of Hill 165. No, are we going to go all the way into Foxfront? I'm just saying, that's up for the individual company. Where Tatum wouldn't say that to go into the Foxfront, to upgrade it. Just putting that out there that they don't necessarily list every individual project. Because the roads are fine. We got a grade A+. On our roads, but so they just walk in and say this road's perfect as a gravel road. It's up to us as locals to decide whether we want to upgrade.
I don't know why you go on past the lake itself.
Pardon?
I don't know why you go much past the top of the hill. Past the
no,
lake.
I wouldn't. I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there, like on those type of construction projects. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the boat ramp itself, that issue.
That's a work. I mean, that's probably this year and probably next year's. By the time we get somebody in to figure that out down there, and I'll work with them. And then next year, probably, once the report comes back from the engineer, next year we should be able to put something together.
Yeah. And when you visualize any improvements, you would be visualizing shifting the road away from the boat ramp. About how far do you think it would have to be shifted? Like around 30 feet?
I would think at least that,
Yeah, to almost allow the existing road to act as area for
parking and then move around. And
that's right. Yeah. So that's kind of what I visualized when I looked there.
Yeah. I mean, we can encroach the waterfront too a little bit. But we'd have to put those concrete barriers up like you see at Tim Hortons. You know what I mean by the wall? You can put a few of those up or along that edge there. There's different ways to make room. And you can make room fairly quickly. Yeah. The water line issue, we have to address that along through there too. So it is a work in progress. We've located a lot of the water lines, so... We're going in the right direction.
In my mind, you do that with your survey. Just have surveyors, real property.
Yeah, there you go.
To identify any water lines, encroachments with septic, whatever they might be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I would lean toward, if we could actually make a strong commitment on completing the surveying and rectifying of any water lines and at least set a goal of having that completed this year. And then for the year after, we can budget and go ahead with the transition of shifting the road over. So if anything, I think needs to be put in the budget, even though you're making it sound like...
I can put more in now. I mean, the budget hasn't been passed, right? So this is what we're discussing right now. What do we need? What can we take out? And what can we add in? We can do that right now, and then we can prepare the budget accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
If you're gonna be asking for a surveyor's real property report, a lot of the stakes are already there from the last survey. The surveyor's real property report to locate and identify where they are, the you'd probably be looking at 10, 15 grand in, something like that.
Yeah, up to 25 grand in, I think we'd be laughing then.
Yeah,
you know?
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Okay. Any new business? The only one I had, I did was more of an update on the right of way problem. Is that?
Which right of way problem?
The one. Membership?
Oh, actually, yes. I did.
I know you were working on it, so I just thought we had some roads issue we could deal with that one.
I did just receive a letter. I can get a copy of that, so everybody's got a copy of the letter.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So, yeah, just. I think the last thing that we sort of were on here was walking trail, ridge, and then the camp to the ridge resurfacing. Just maybe explanation.
You said as far, what's that?
Yeah, just maybe a further explanation of the other items on the list here. But we can wait for Ryan to get back.
So the microsealing of those four roads, basically, eh?
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Which
those have not been included in your proposed budget as of yet, kind of thing, or
that has not been included as of yet. So for discussion, and then Center Roads, we applied for a grant for Center Roads. So whether, you know, do we want to do that? It all depends on grant money and money at the end of the day. $317,000 for micro seal. I mean, it's a great bang for your buck. If you're going to be doing anything, that's, you know, it really does work well.
Which roads were those?
Tate's Island, okay. Balsam, Broadbent, and Blackwater.
So is that the sum of the items that are below then, where you've got Tate's Island, Balsam, Broadbent, and Blackwater?
Yeah.
Does that add up to 317?
Yes, it does, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I guess it'll be in the budget talk anyway, but kind of from the figures that have been compiled as to date, what out of these has been included in that? Much of anything? Or?
Yeah, right. So from the walking bridge up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's a case of whether we squeak out this micro seal.
I'd say if we can squeak out the micro seal, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
Because I hate to lose that.
Didn't get either of these.
It really should have been done last year.
Right.
You came around the head of the bus. I stole them. Yeah. I mean, you handed them to me.
I mean, it can be put off again, but the longer you put it off, the more wear you get on your pipe.
That's right.
I mean, some of the roads may never need micro seal. Like, there's a few, you know, hollies and range weight. They'll probably never need micro seal. The low, slow road, you know. You really don't need that where you get this high traffic, high truck traffic road. It's really hard on the high folks. So you get them sealed up and it really goes into life.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to last too long on Center Road.
It's just so much traffic. It needs high folks. Hot mix. It needs hot mix. And, yeah. And that was the, you know.
Hot mixer, mixer outside.
How much did you put in for your grant?
Nothing.
No. It'll hardly cover much. It's 100.
You didn't get this?
25?
It's not in here.
Yeah.
I won't do too much.
You thought it was in here?
Yeah. No.
You know what?
I'm just before the meeting.
Yeah.
In mind anyway. But
yeah, I gave you one.
Are we said the 600,000? Falls off the roof, dude.
That's all right. Mayor Hopkins, can you just bring the meeting to order here? There's so many conversations going on.
Oh, we just haven't.
Yeah, but this is a. I want to hear what's being said here. So
maybe it's
just handing out materials.
Give me this, yeah.
Okay, so I am just going to bring us up to date. This one, the letter is fairly explicit. But
just one point here regarding the roads need study 2021. They had a really good breakdown of the asphalt and with the micro seal you know, like sweet spot of time frames of, you know, when this micro seal becomes cost beneficial and. That's a really good breakdown in here as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we asked about an update for the right away, and you want to speak to it?
Well, I did send a letter off to Elizabeth Dixon, and on the 19th, I received a reply from her that she, summarizing that she is not interested in any way, shape, or form of allowing the request for a right of way over the property, and she's asked the township to stop contacting her.
So about a right of way. So what are our other options?
Expropriation.
What does that entail?
That would, we would have to have the piece of property surveyed. Well, I don't even know. I would have to get a lawyer's opinion on that, a planner's opinion, because how do you go in and survey the property that you're going to expropriate until it's expropriated?
You'd have to get a lawyer involved in the survey.
Right from the get-go, I think we'd have to have a lawyer.
Then we'll have the judge's order also?
Yep. It goes through OLT, Ontario Land Tribunal.
So there's going to be a lot of costs involved. Who's going to be paying for that in this process? Mm-hmm. The town.
And it's no guarantee.
Right.
My understanding is that there's no way that you can access off of Lakeshore. Is that correct? You guys are the experts.
Unless it's part of Greg's road construction.
Yeah,
there's... With the water lines issue, I looked at it briefly, my thoughts are during the expropriation process was to take the 10-foot walkway as well, expropriate it as well. It goes down between Ward's and Dan Ball's property, along with the section off Lock A. And I'm not a lawyer, but my opinion is the township has a good case. It was supposed to be township property all along. And obviously you've got to pay the owner for it, whatever the appraised value is. So. Mm-hmm. But anyway, right where that 10-foot walkway is, I think you can create an entrance there for all three lots if you use the walkway itself. Because there's no rock cut there, and it can cut across the front of the property right there, however far back you come and come up between Ward's and Harvey's, and Dan Ball can have his access there too.
10 feet, though, Fred, would...
Pardon?
10 foot?
Well, they didn't have to take up some of their...
Yeah.
Or some of the road allowance, too, as well.
Yeah.
For the entrance.
Something to look at, too, yeah.
Yeah, because that road allowance is back up about, probably about 10 feet from the traveled road there.
Oh, yeah. It's off a long ways, yeah.
Mike? A couple of points that, seems that this is not guaranteed. It's good to look at all the options, for sure. But if it's not guaranteed, and if it can take years... I think that it puts even a greater urgency on having an engineer review Lakeshore Road reconstruction and the options of putting in their own personal entrances onto Lakeshore and through the Local Improvement Act to ensure that all engineering costs and everything are covered through the process.
Okay, so we have two options. Expropriation. We may have a good case, but there's no guarantees. Secondly, is to get an opinion on what it would do for local improvements to get them off Lakeshore. That's what I'm hearing. That makes sense?
Just to keep in mind, the other argument the township has for expropriation is to tie in the parking on Mary Street with the 10-foot walkway down to Lakeshore Road. So you got parking on Mary Street, and then you'd own right through to Lakeshore Road, which, like I said, the township was always of the opinion they did own.
I'm wondering if it's possible, just to roll with that thought, that on mapping, so just all we can all kind of look at if that proposal could be put down on mapping, showing the lots in that area and what's being proposed going forward, because it sounds like an interesting idea, so I think it'd be something council could look at, as part of that plan that Reg is mentioning. But to visualize that and not really know exactly lot lines and terrain and that, that's pretty hard for us to really see if that's a good idea. So whether Greg, maybe along with input from Reg, could come up with some sort of drawings, get survey of that whole area and come up with a proposal.
Lance and I had some last summer
we're working on it. I don't know if they're in the, may have a look factor. We drew up a bunch.
I think it's all on plan 242, the whole, that's all on there.
Yeah.
You know, like the blockade and the bartender.
Yeah.
The other lots, they're all on there.
And then that'll help us make a decision what Mike anywhere. Was mentioning, what Route Council is going to want to go on this.
Oh, for sure.
And
Mike? So north of the boat launch, there's a township road allowance that goes north.
Yeah. Well, yeah, depends which way you pull them.
Or,
yeah, I know what you mean. I know, yeah, over the hill, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Doesn't go very far, but it dead ends.
So it doesn't...
It dead ends up in there.
It dead ends. Would it go far enough that it would allow for access to Harvey's and Ward's? Does the road allowance go, is it situated so that that the there can be a roadway
overall?
Yeah, at the top of the north side of the properties.
No, Reg was saying if it doesn't dead end, goes down to that 10-foot section. Is that?
No, it's just dead ends.
Just dead ends.
Yeah, I think a dead end right at the corner of Block A, maybe. Something.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, there's no room there. Like everyone's, it's all built up.
Oh, so there, it's there would be enough.
Yeah, and since the Dixons have built their new house on Block A, I don't think there's even room to go around. But then you'd still have to expropriate Block A.
But if the landowners, I'd have to see a map. But who's directly west of that right away?
That would be
okay,
Matt Taylor. Used to be Bill Beattie's house. Matt Taylor.
Okay, yeah, so it's not those landowners that have the issue.
No, so
okay.
You have to go across with a bunch of properties
okay.
to get to their property.
Right, so that's not really a solution.
It'd be nice to sit down with the mapping and maybe in the next meeting. Or at least get the mapping to us, maybe with a proposal, if you think you have a good one, for us to study.
Yeah.
And maybe we can brainstorm it a bit before we decide what path we're going to go on.
Okay.
Okay, we should have a resolution for that.
Director of Operations.
Director of Operations. Sounds like a guy who can solve all our issues.
D-O-O. Okay. So we have Resolution 2002, that the Roads Committee do direct staff to look into options to access number 9, number 11 Henry Streets. Staff include Greg Gostick, Director of Operations, and Councillor Reg Moore. Mover and I need a mover and a second. Okay, any discussion? Call a question, all in favor? Carrie, thank you. Anything else?
Yeah, just that we kind of ran out of time, but I guess we'll have to have another meeting to discuss the road project at some point. So we kind of, proposals were brought forward, but we didn't really make any decisions. So I just
find the ones that we discussed.
Yeah, such as the slurry seal.
When's the budget meeting?
Today.
Oh, well, here we go.
Or at least the preliminary. Yeah. I mean, it's, not the final budget meeting. This is see where we're at.
Yeah, that's right. So, anyway, I just thought I'd mention it. It's gone.
Okay, so we have resolution 2003 that the Roads Committee meeting does adjourn at
2:27.
2:27 p.m. You had a mover and a second, please. Councilor Ireland, Councilor Moore. Any discussion? Call a question. All in favor? Okay, thank you. There we go. We've got 2 minutes before the next meeting.
Recording stopped.